There's Too Many Irons in the Fire, once again from Songs for Ships and Irons, the compilation that compiles that 12-inch and Big Ship. And then we heard one of my favorite songs from them, In a City Lining, from A Little Man and a House in the Whole World Window, and which was actually their first proper full-length album release that wasn't a cassette. It was an actual LP. Got a picture of a pretty big, pretty flower on the cover. And then starting it all off was R.E.S. from The Seaside. And I guess coming up, there's going to be a cardiac
benefit.
Yeah, which my band that I'm playing is going to be doing. Actually, two songs in that set we're going to be playing. That the R.E.S. we're going to be doing, which is really tough.
Let's talk about it. Oh, they're tough songs. Yeah,
yeah. Everyone that I've talked to saying they're having like Dominique Leone. Mm-hmm. He was originally going to do three, and he's only doing one.
Wow.
So they just don't have much time, and it's tough. And he has to chart them out. The people in my band pretty much are great musicians where they can like learn from ear and do it that way. Another friend of mine, Mark Laspina, he has like the amazing slow down graphic thing, which slows the tracks down. Mm-hmm. In perfect pitch.
Oh, wow.
So like 65, 75, 85%. Doesn't change like the pitch. It's just like slows it down. You can like learn the songs note to note, which is what he did. And it's really cool. It's really interesting. It's almost like you can release it. Like, oh, this is the slowed down version of this, you know, long lost track.
But, oh, sounds a little bit like the tribute CDs and pieces.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about the band called Cardiac. Where are they from? Because we got new people tuning in at 7 tonight.
Yeah.
So let's tell them where the special's at.
Yeah, new people. Where are they from? They were from some town, I think Thames upon Tyne or...
Something like that.
Something upon something.
Definitely British.
Definitely British. And many different members coming and going throughout the early 80s. The music that you've been hearing now was considered the classic lineup of Cardiacs, with Tim Smith, his brother Jim Smith on bass, his then wife and sax player, tenor sax Sarah Smith, percussionist, if I'm saying his name right, Tim Quay, Q-U-Y. If I got it wrong, I'm sorry, Tim.
Tim can call us up to correct us.
If he can afford the long-distance phone call, sure.
He can twit. He can do a Facebook entry on your page.
Yeah, he could.
We'll tell people about Facebook in a little bit.
Next break. Drummer Dominic Luckman and keyboard whiz William D. Drake.
Mm-hmm. What turned you on to the band?
Well, I guess at one point, Amy X. Newberg, who's also playing, she played it for me. He's like, oh, have you heard of Cardiacs? I was like, no, I've not heard of them. And she's like, oh, you got to like Cardiacs. And just like, whoa, and played it on. I was like, this is kind of interesting. And then it kind of caught my interest. And it caused me to like check them out some more. And I like went to their website. And unfortunately, everything was all out of print. And so I had to go to eBay land and Discogs to like go and spend... You know,
a bazillion of your hard-earned dollars.
Yeah, pretty much, and pretty much there, and just kind of like got everything. Kind of like looked at them up online, just you know, kind of like reading through of them. Songs for Big Ships and Irons, mm-hmm. and Guns were a couple of the albums that I got, and just kind of you know getting my education up, and then getting the Cardiacs Live album. Actually, at Amoeba, which was amazing, which you know at a good price.
Excellent. One of our favorite record stores too.
Yes.
I find myself that as you turn me on to listening to the Cardiacs for the special, that the more I listen to them, the more I want to listen to them.
Yeah.
So I've got to go find stuff so I can get to hear everything tonight. If anyone out there in the studio audience knows about the Cardiacs, and also we're going to try to play probably. Are we going to play everything they've ever done?
Well, I'm going to play everything up to their final release, okay. Ditzy Scene, which was released in 2007 or 2008, I think.
So we're doing basically an entire overview of the Cardiacs.
Yeah.
This is cool. But if somebody wants to comment or give us a call, you know the studio number here, 650-941-2500. And we'll take any comments about the cardiacs for the show. Next break, we'll tell you about Facebook if you want to come in and do some entries there. There is the benefit. Now, the unfortunate thing about the cardiacs is there is the need for the benefit.
Yes, because Tim Smith, ironically, suffered a cardiac arrest back in 2008, a heart attack, stroke, what have you. And he's pretty much bedridden, unable to sing or play guitar. And I guess what we'll play later is a tribute CD that that came out, Leader of the Starry Sky, is a tribute to Tim Smith. And it was actually, I think, put out by Cardiacs guitarist Kavas. Goodness, I'm sorry, I don't...
I couldn't read all the fine print in that when I put it into the library here. We'll get more details on that, too.
Forget his last name. He's probably listening in England going...
But as you listen to the music of the Cardiac and you realize the how out front, avant-garde, and just off the wall Tim Smith is, everyone will realize it's a darn shame that he's hung up like he is, and that's what the benefit's all about.
Yeah.
A lot of people love him. He's very influential for a lot of groups in Britain. And we're very happy to actually review this as a special here on our Mayhem calendar.
Yeah. Kavas Turabai, that's who it is. And he's the one that put it out.
Great. Well, let's not keep the listeners from their music. So what do we have up next?
We're going to do one more from A Little Man in the House in the Whole World Window. And it was actually a bonus track on the CD. It was actually the B-side off of their minor hit single, Is This the Life? And this one is called I'm Eating in Bed. And
all yours.
All right.
On KFJC.
Yeah. somebody that says that when things are so like it and when they're not going to sort of do it like that, it's going to be a bit of a pain in my ass because it's going to be a sign name.
Because squalor is at large in tiny suburbia, isn't it? Fill the dirt and pound in every corner, don't they?
And they're left to go off and freeze. You just go to the off and freeze. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
89.7 KFJC and Mayhem Special of Cardiac's Kiss the Big Ugly Shark Special. And what you heard there was Leader of the Starry Skies from On Land and In the Sea. And then before that was a live version from the album Cardiac's Live, To Go Off and Things. That's right, To Go Off and Things. And then before that, going back one more time to Songs for Ships and Irons compilation, we heard Loose Fish, Scapegrace. Almost a tongue twister there. And then I'm Eating in Bed, from the CD of A Little Man and a House in the Whole World Window. And I guess I can talk a little bit about the compositions. As you can tell, they're pretty complex. Everyone that I've talked to coming up for this Cardiac special, everyone is having a hard time where originally they were going to do three songs and they're doing two or one because they don't have time, and it's so the complexity of the music is really tough. I sent in their questions to some members of Cardiac's. We're going to listen to later on a recorded interview from former member Mark Cothra, who was in the early members from in Cardiac's from 1980 to 1983, and then later became a sound guy, their sound engineer, working in live shows, and percussionist Tim Quay. I'm hoping I'm getting his name right. His last name is Quy. If anyone wants to call in and correct me on that pronunciation, please do so. But Tim Quay said, I asked him what it was like working with Tim Smith and how there were any of his compositions not used because of the complexity. And he said that working with Tim was fantastic. He was very easygoing, but very intense at the same time. He would turn up with rehearsals with bundles of manuscript and charts, with pretty much every note and drum beat written out. So everything that you hear is pretty much as you've written it out. They'd each individually learn their parts and then put the whole thing together eventually. There'd be occasional minor changes here and there, but after they went along with that, the songs pretty much ended exactly the way as it was written on the scores that Tim did, which shows pretty much what a brilliant and bright composer that he is. And he also knew of each person's limitations, so the stuff he wrote could push the boundaries of everyone's abilities, but never so as much that it was impossible to play. So that's why the music is so darn brilliant. But we're going to go to something not complex and very simple and basic. Cardiac's were on a compilation, Shangri-La, and A Tribute to the Kinks. And it was an album full of Kinks covers. They're the same, I think the same label that did a bunch of other stuff, of other different, like tributes to the Birds and Captain Beefheart and Dick Drake and stuff like that. This one is the Kinks tribute album. And there's like Mock Turtles and Flesh Tones and Chesterfield Kings and Wolfhounds, Cud, a bunch of stuff like that. And the song that they did was Suzanne Still Alive. And we're going to have it for you here right now on your 89.7 KFJC, your Wave of the West, and your special for Cardiac's.
Suzanne's gonna cry. Oh, Suzanne's still alive.
me wrong. Your heart is king of our men. That's time your voice is left. Disarm the pain.
'89.7 KFJC and the live album All That Glitters is Mare's Nest. That's the album, which also was released as a video, which also, as you heard, was a little bit of a censored thing. That's what that little cutout was. I had to do some censoring so I don't get in trouble from the FCC. Yes, so all the more reason of being responsible. And so, and before that was Mare's Nest from On Land and In the Sea. And then we started it off with Suzanne Still Alive from the Shangri-La Tribute to the Kinks compilation album with the brilliant Suzanne Still Alive track, which also was evidently released by the Cardiacs, by Cardiacs on their own merit as a 12-inch single. So, yeah, and I guess we're just going to just move along here, and we're going to continue one more check on Land and In the Sea. The ever so closely guarded line. And this track comes from 1989, their second full-length album proper, and this was the album where it was kind of the last of the great lineup before it started to splinter. Sarah Smith, sax player, was the first to leave and then was replaced by Christian Hayes, a guitarist, who eventually left and went on to play with bands such as Levitation, and then Tim Quaid left, and then William Drake, and then Christian left. And then eventually they became a four-piece, which we'll get to that and play you some of the power quartet stuff that they eventually became and still was ever so great and brilliant as they are. But I will shut my jabbering right now and just play some more music for you from On Land and In the Sea. And On the Sea. In the Sea. All right, I'll just shut up. Listen, thanks, KFJC.
Try and learn best, and I try and learn.
the same. Try skin with a match machine, with an insight to try, and a try as a
standing and hail to a dog, never hear.
You're listening to 89.7 KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
And broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. See how that goes?
Yeah.
Maybe
it varies.
Next break. Next hour you can do it. Hi, I'm Austin Space, and you're listening to a special in Mayhem called Cardiacs, Kiss the Big Ugly Shark, with our special guest host for tonight, Mo Stiano.
Hello.
Hey. So, Mo, what did we hear?
We heard there Goodbye Grace from Heaven Born and Everbright, the album where they became four members, where they had no sax player, or excuse me, they had sax players, they had guests. Let me just start over. Heaven Born and Everbright, when they became a power quartet, and John Poole was the new guitarist, although it's not listed which tracks John Poole or Christian Hayes was playing, because Christian Hayes is also on some of the tracks, but not all of them. And then before that, the ever so closely guarded line from On Land and In the Sea, from 1989. When they became a four-piece, Sarah Smith